I'm WUWM's Eddie Morales. On Friday, more than 100 people attended a 10-year remembrance vigil at the Sikh Temple of Wisconsin in Oak Creek. It was August 5, 2012, when a white supremacist killed 6 people at the temple. A 7th person died in 2020. The victims' names are Suveg Singh, Satwant Kaleka, Ranjit Singh, Sita Singh, Paramjit Kaur, Prakash Singh, and Punjab Singh. Family members of the victims, like Amaris Kaur, spoke during the 3-hour event. Kaur is the granddaughter of Satwant Kaleka, one of the temple's founders. Kaleka died at age 65 when Kaur was just 6 years old. Her speech addressed the shooter, who died by suicide after being shot by police.
You are not a monster. You were just in pain, and I wish somebody would have told you. Your anger was fueled with a gun instead. You are hurt, so you hurt people. For I am not your enemy. You are.
Komal Saini's mother, Paramjit Kaur, also died that day. He said the tragedy inspired him to make a difference in the community.
10 years ago, I said that I would set out to become a law enforcement officer. And 10 years later, here we are. So, and that's all thanks to Brian.
He's talking about Lieutenant Brian Murphy, the first responding officer when the shooter opened fire. Murphy was shot 15 times and survived the encounter. He had a message for the victims' families.
All of you who were just up here, your parents are more proud of you now than ever before.
The temple will host a community event on Saturday and a memorial tribute on Sunday. Eddie Morales, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.